Well, first of all, just glad to talk to you today about, your book and book signing. I guess just tell us a little bit about the book. What's it called, and kind of what inspired you to start writing it, or what this kind of germ of the idea was.
So the book is Dear Desperation, and it is a collection of poems, short shares, and letters. I decided to call it short shares because they weren't quite as revised to be, I would say, short stories. So just a little bit of a spin on that. I've always been an avid journaler. That was always my outlet. I feel like I really enjoy reading, but for me, writing is a form of expression that I think is always something I'll hold very close to my heart. This book specifically, so I really started to hone in on my writing when I was like 14, maybe 15, when you're going through that,
Lots of
sense
feelings.
of, self-development, sense of self, a lot of emotion. And so for me, I've always done a very good job of, showing good face, being like, yep, I got at that time in my life, yep, I'm getting straight A's, I'm doing all these things, I'm in all these extracurriculars in a space that maybe didn't, I feel like didn't leave me much room to be as wholly human, if that makes sense, where I was like, okay, I'm doing good in all these accolades and, doing this, so I got to keep all of this stuff pretty close to the chest, or maybe feel like I can't show those emotional sides of myself so much. So Dear Desperation, of course, from the title, it's definitely very representative of my self-love journey, figuring out my sense of self. I have always done a very great job of, doing what I'm told, if that makes sense, or like, here is this path in front of me. Yes, I can follow it and I will, get it all done. I knew I was going to, Knox College alum. I knew I was going to go to Knox College since I was in like eighth grade. So for me, that's just kind of always been me. Like, I have my plan, I'm going to stick to it, and I'm really not going to deviate from that much. And I think that this, even publishing this, it was probably very evident that I've struggled with that, walking that binary line of like, this is who I am in public. And, sharing Dear Desperation is a bit more of my vulnerable, I'd say raw, human side of myself. I feel like that sounds maybe a little bit silly to phrase it that way. But yeah.
Were there things that you wrote originally that you were, it was just for journaling or just for your own therapeutic, method or whatever that ended up being in the book, or was everything like designed to be as a part of this kind of like piece?
So I did not actually have any intention of publishing, like, ever, when I was writing those journal pieces. I've always taken to my journal as, this is my private thought. I'm going to really lay it all out here on the table because I don't, no one's going to read it. But I also had a rule of thumb of once I would journal about something, I would never look back. And so when I had this idea of, I was just thumbing, combing through a lot of my journal entries. I have probably like 20-something journals at this point. And I was just reflecting and thinking, wow, there are patterns of my thought process here. I was thinking maybe similar, feeling similar ways when I was 17, 16, that maybe I'm feeling now, in my 20s or whatever the case may be, that, wow, are other people feeling this way? And so that for me was where the idea came, because I started sharing some of those things just for fun, like with my friends and family. Like, wow, like, I wrote this when I was 14, and this is how I feel now. That's insane to me. And the feedback I got was like, oh, like, you wrote that? Like, that's really good. And so for me, I think, I'm not naive to the fact that I maybe need a little bit of outside validation before I feel a bit more confident in doing stuff. And so that for me, I was like, oh, this, touched your heartstrings. Who else could it impact? And that for me is what really pushed me to start thinking, okay, can I publish this? Like, what would that even look like? So I started looking online at, I self-published this. So I did it through lulu.com, through the company Lulu Direct. And that was actually a little close to home for me when I was looking between this and the company Book Baby. My nickname was Lissa Lou. So Lulu, I was like, okay, this is just a sign from the universe. But for me, once I started to realize that it had the ability, what I was writing had the ability to resonate with, I would say probably mostly other females, younger females, maybe in their sense of like their coming of age or just trying to still find themselves no matter what age that they're in. The topics in here are a lot about self-love, love in general. I'm a hopeless romantic. And then in general, just I think walking that line and that battle of like, this is what I feel compelled to do. This is what I'm good at doing, whether, just living your life, but maybe these are the things that I'm are more in alignment with me. Or my sense of self, my authentic self. And so part of that revision process, or going through, I guess, to decide, okay, I didn't ever intend on sharing this with anybody. It was from my journal entries. Now, how do I take that and not stifle it? Like, that was the hardest part for me, is being
to,
like,
not edit some parts out.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I was like, wow, I think if I did edit something out, I don't think I would be, you know, being as true to myself.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe wouldn't have that big of an impact. So I started to ask myself, started to weigh the risk reward for being as vulnerable in that regard. And for me, I thought, you know, it could be a little bit uncomfortable for me to do that. And it could be a little bit uncomfortable for people to maybe read certain things that they might have this perception about me. Because I think there's a lot of stuff in here that, I think depression's a pretty loaded word, but I think that, you know, it's common a lot more people than they maybe want to let on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that people, obviously, you know, I talked a little bit earlier about that face, you know, and people kind of perceive you as maybe having it all together in some regard. It's a little bit unnerving to be like, here's this collection of all of these moments that I absolutely did not have it together. And I mean, the title itself, like Dear Desperation, just kind of reaching out and seeking for a sense of, you know, answers, or, you know, what is my purpose? What is my passion? What am I called to do? And I think for me, I started getting a little bit more comfortable with just being uncomfortable for a little while for the sake of, where is this journey going to take me and who could I impact?
Mm-hmm.
And if I just allow myself to be a little bit uncomfortable, that's going to pass eventually, you know,
mm-hmm.
maybe.
Yeah.
So
you're doing a book signing, right?
May
20th?
Yes.
So tell us about that and kind of like what will be happening there.
Yes. So May 20th, it'll be at Wordsmith Bookshop here in Galesburg, Illinois from 1 to 3. Traditional list style. I'm putting a little bit of a spin on it. It's not just going to be a book signing. After I, you know, published Dear Desperation, I got really back into watercolors and acrylic painting. And so I'm going to be featuring some of those art pieces there. And some of the pieces are just a direct painting of the landscape, maybe that is in the book Dear Desperation, from a photo that I took from maybe my time in Sitka,
mm-hmm.
Alaska, or when I was in, you know, California visiting. So just things in places for me that have such sentiment that's why I decided to include pictures in the book as well. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so having the ability to continue on this expression journey of mine and be creative and like, wow, what doors can this open up for me? So it'll have some paintings there as well. I'll be doing a signing and a reading. I have two in mind that I'm going to read. So
yeah.
I'm choosing between the two of those. But and I'm doing my first getting comfortable. I'm doing my first reading tonight, you know, just like publicly, mm-hmm. you know, out and about. So that'll be exciting. But
is that another level of kind of, you know, exposure, I guess, like you're, you know, these are intimate things. But in, you know, like you talked about, kind of like spreading it out there feels good, but this is kind of another step, right? Reading it.
Yeah. So actually there's a few different, I don't know if you're familiar with the artist Jewel, the country singer, she's singer-songwriter.
Oh, yeah. From Alaska, right?
Yeah. So I actually had listened to her audiobook Never Broken, and that for me, so I was really in a huge season of my life. Like I've always done, you know, been interested in podcasts and of course reading, but I was listening to her audiobook and there was just so many similarities. Of course, you know, the Alaska thing, as you mentioned, I felt so seen in a lot of different ways. And I thought, wow, like this girl has achieved so much success by putting herself out here and being so vulnerable. Maybe that's all it takes. You know what I mean? Is to just really be yourself and not allow that to be deterred. Her experience with the music industry, you know, she always maintained her sense of self. And I just thought that was very admirable. And then another person who actually made me feel more comfortable with done is better than perfect mentality is Keith Slimone. And I'm not even sure if I'm saying his name right. I feel so terrible. But he is a Southern writer and he's had done a memoir. He has some essay collections that he's published and received some awards for. And he really talks about the power of revision, that just because you publish something once, like it's your work. Like, so what? You have another edition come out. If you change your mind about something, you're human. Like, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I felt a lot of weight of, if I publish this, this is tangible. People, you know, it's permanent in an essence. And all of that is great. But part of that is, well, what if I change my mind about something? Or like, you know, as I grow, I don't want to be held to that standard of, especially in, you know, modern day cancel culture.
Sure.
I didn't want to, it just made me feel comfortable knowing there is room to change your mind. And another thing that he really opened my eyes to is that there's so many different art forms of the written word. You know, he would post or publish screenshots of text messages, you know what I mean? If you're having a conversation with your friend, nowadays, you know, everything's digital, right? So you're having a very deep conversation with your friend, you're texting about it. And that's something you're expressing. You're, you know, sharing your point of view on something. Like, why is that not an essay?
Mm-hmm.
So he opened my eyes to that. And that made me feel comfortable saying, okay, this doesn't have to be done. You know what I mean? It can be loose thoughts. There's even one piece in here that's I've just titled Loose Thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't have to be so concrete, knowing that, okay, I can revise this later and it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Before we wrap up, any other final thoughts about either signing or the book or anything else that we should know about what you're doing? Or
yeah, I think I'm very excited. I think I'm just really, really excited to go on this journey, and I'm so thankful for the support. I think that it just hopefully, I guess my last words are, you know, read it. Let me see. Let me know what you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Lulu.com, and my website, Alyssa or apachecopublishings.com. So I think just also, I don't know, be open to the idea that, you know, people can be multifaceted and there's beauty. And I think sharing the rawness and rigidity of life, and that not everything's always sunshine and roses, and you have to go through these like ebb and flow moments in order to, I think, truly blossom and just figure out your sense of self. And I think I'm just really hopeful that that's what this book can do for a lot of people. Yeah.
Well, some beautiful thoughts, and appreciate you coming in today. Happy birthday, too.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Thanks for having me. What a wonderful day to spend my birthday.
Yeah, what a gift for you, right? Thank you so much.